Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Induo Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chedi. Let me take this opportunity to wish each one of you a very happy and prosperous New Year 2020, and may God's choicest blessings be upon you this year. I'm reading from the book of Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, which says, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Let's read Matthew 28, verse 20, where Jesus said, "And behold, I am with you even to the end of the age." So two scriptures confirming that truth, that God will never leave us nor forsake us, and that He will always be with us. Yet, every one of us has gone through a period in our lives where we wondered to ourselves, you know, I think God forsook me. I wonder if God has forsaken me. And the doubts begin to creep into our mind when, even though the Bible speaks in plain language, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," we begin to entertain thoughts that say, "God has forsaken you." We've all been there, including me. We tend to think this way, especially when we are going through trials. You know, does this sickness, does this trial, does this economic crisis imply that God has forsaken me? And you will find that this is especially true if you have listened to a lot of popular TV and radio type messages which teach you that material wealth and blessings are a sign of God's favor. So if you feel, as you define it, if you feel that you are lacking prosperity, then you will naturally feel that God has forsaken you or that God's favor is not upon you. So why is it that even though the Word of God is written in plain English, clear as day, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," why is it that we go through periods of doubt when we begin to question what the Word of God clearly says? Deep down inside, we really don't believe what the Word of God says. And because of that, we allow our emotions and our feelings to dictate to us what truth is. For example, I prayed and God didn't answer my prayer. I prayed again and God didn't answer it. And I've been praying for 2 weeks now and God didn't answer my prayer. And you begin to feel frustrated, despondent, hopeless, and you allow those feelings to tell you that God has forsaken you. And emotions are part of human existence. We are emotional beings, but emotions will lead you astray. You see, emotions do determine what is truth and what is not truth. Your emotions only confirm to you what you already believe. If your feelings are telling you that God has forsaken you, then that means somewhere deep down inside, you believe that God could actually forsake you. Even though God clearly says He will never leave you nor forsake you, you believe deep down in your heart of hearts that God can forsake you under certain conditions. And if that belief is down there, whenever you go through any unfavorable circumstance, that belief, which is a deep-seated belief that you don't even know you believe, it will just rise to the surface and it will allow your emotions to control you, and you will come to the conclusion that God has forsaken you. And you will be so sure that God has forsaken you that there is nothing in heaven or earth could convince you otherwise. I know people who have backslidden because they were convinced that God had forsaken them. So they decided to themselves, well, what's the point? What's the point living this Christian life if God has forsaken me? And there is nothing in the Word of God that ever said that God would forsake them. But they came to that conclusion because they had this flawed belief deep down in their heart, which is based on rubbish teachings that they have heard, that God could and will forsake them under certain circumstances. But when God said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, there was no condition attached to that. When he said, I will be with you till the end of the age, he didn't give us a condition. He did not add a clause that said, if you do so and so, or if you don't do so and so. It was just a blanket promise. It was an unconditional statement. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It was based on a covenant that was based on God alone. So when we tell ourselves that God has left us or forsaken us, we are allowing emotions to control us. And those emotions draw from the things that we believe deep down in our heart. Now, there's a difference between what people say they believe and what people actually believe. For example, in all of our churches, we have some declaration of faith written on the wall. We believe in the virgin birth. We believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. We believe that God sent his only begotten Son. We believe that we are saved by grace and not by works. That's what we say we believe. It's written on the wall. We've memorized it. We know it by heart. That we are saved by grace through faith and not by works. We know that in our head. But deep down in our hearts, we believe something different. Deep down in our hearts, we believe, yeah. We pray the sinner's prayer and whatnot. But if I don't do this, if I don't go to church, if I don't pray enough, if I don't read the Bible enough, I will lose my salvation. That's what we really believe. And that's the reason why your emotions run amok in your life whenever you're going through trials. That's why your feelings just wreak havoc in your spiritual walk. Because what you truly believe deep down in your heart is different from what the Word of God actually says. And that is the reason why we come to this belief that God has forsaken us, even though it is so clear in His Word that He will never leave us nor forsake us. If you are going through this situation, I want to give you an exercise that will help you to change that belief. Not what you say you believe, but what you truly believe. Because what you truly believe is what is responsible for what you're going through. I want you to write down all of the things that God has blessed you with. And I don't just want you to think about it. I want you to actually write it down. There's a reason for this. Because when you write it down and you actually read it on paper, it'll hit you. Write down all of the things that God has blessed you with. Write down all of the times that God has protected you from something. Write down all of the things that you didn't even know about at the time that God protected you from. And then I want you to read it back to you. When you read a list of all of the things that God has actually blessed you with, you begin to think to yourself, wait, look at all of these things that God has done for me. Look at all of the times that God has protected me, that God has looked over me, that God had my back. Look at how many times God has actually answered my prayers. Why in God's green earth did I ever think that He forsook me? Look at the evidence that I just wrote down on this piece of paper. As the old song says, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will truly surprise you what the Lord has done. A couple of months ago, I was going through one of these really low points in my walk with God, and I was beginning to question, you know, did God forsake me with all the Bible I know? And then I did exactly what I told you to do. I just started writing down all of the things that God has blessed me with. And there was one in particular that stood out. About 10 years ago, I was actually abducted at gunpoint. I got placed in the trunk of a car. I had a wound in my forehead where blood was literally gushing out. Then I had the experience of being tied up on the ground, had a gun pointed to my head, and people in the background saying, "Kill him, shoot him." And I remember saying to praying in my mind, "Lord, my life is in your hands, not theirs. They could do nothing unless you allow it. You are God, not them." And I remember that. And I think to myself, you know, if God wanted to forsake me or cut me out, he had a really good opportunity to do so, and he didn't. Why am I telling myself that God forsook me? Look at the evidence. Look at the facts. It clearly tells a different story, and you will find that the facts that you have written down on that piece of paper will line up with what the Word of God says. God has never left you nor forsaken you. He is just allowing you to go through a trial. And the Bible says, whom the Lord loves, he chastens. The chastening is not proof that God has forsaken you. It's the exact opposite. The chastening is proof that God loves you as a son and that he is working in your life. Write down what God has blessed you with, and it will truly surprise you what the Lord has done.
Thank you for listening to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indio Rampol Chedi. Please check out our two books, Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, available at RIK bookstores throughout Trinidad. Small Devil, Big God teaches Christians how to overcome bondage through their walk with God. It helps you to identify some of the things that cause Christians to live in bondage and overcome them, so you can truly experience the freedom that Christ provided for you. Here is what one reader has written on Amazon. "I don't have words to express how much this book has blessed me. It was life-changing. As I read every word, I could feel the chains of bondage falling off me. Now I look forward to praying instead of dreading it, which is how I lived for years. Thank you for writing this book. It should be mandatory reading for every Christian." I Kissed Waiting Goodbye is a book especially for single Christians looking for a husband or wife. It gives single Christians a biblical action plan to help you find a godly Christian spouse. One Amazon reader wrote, "Excellent read. If you are looking for a book that gives clear, sound, and biblical insight into dating and finding a Christian spouse, I couldn't recommend this book enough. It not only cleared up a lot of confusion I had as a single Christian, but gave me hope and excitement regarding the process of finding a spouse." Another reader said, "Absolutely love it. It gives insight into the scriptures in this important area in ways I never understood before. It's been so long since I learned so much from a book. I have to get copies for each of my nieces and nephews. Better to help them choose good spouses now than have to pick up the pieces later on. Thank you for writing this book, Indira and Denver. It addresses a very serious need in the kingdom of God. This will be a great book for your children. It is also a great book for parents and youth leaders, so you can give sound advice and counsel to single Christians. Our books are available at RIK bookstores. RIK has 7 locations in Trinidad: Queen Street, Port of Spain; High Street, San Fernando; Gulf City Mall; Price Plaza; Grand Bazaar; Long Circular Mall; and Trin City Mall. Our book will be in the local authors or West Indian section. Ask for them by name. Small Devil, Big God and I Kissed Waiting Goodbye, written by Dr. Denver Chedi and Dr. Indira Rampol Chedi. Each book costs only $100 TT, but provides thousands of dollars of spiritual value. I promise you that you will be tremendously blessed by them. You can also get copies as gifts for your Christian friends. God bless you. See you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chedi and Indira Rampol Chedi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.